पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिजे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजुः पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतु तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम शरणं भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये त्रिगामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम श्रील गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पाशीष मद भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सौवस्त एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। नाउ वी आर एक्सप्लेनिंग श्री रथ यात्रा फेस्टिवल फर्स्ट इन कुरुक्षेत्र कृष्ण मीट विथ गोपीज एंड राधिका एंड कृष्ण वांटेड टू कंसोल फॉर सेपरेशन फॉर सो मच इंक्रीज्ड दैट ऑल आवर माइंड इज वृंदावन सो प्लीज इफ यू कैन कम इन वृंदावन then you will be satisfied and then they took Krishna on their mind chariot and coming to Vrindavan. That is why सही तो परान्नाथ पाइनु जहां लगी मदन दहन झुरी गेनु। आफ्टर लॉन्ग टाइम लॉन्ग सेपरेशन वी हैव मेट आवर माय आवर मोस्ट बिलवेड कृष्णा वी वेर बर्निंग इन द फॉर सेपरेशन ऑफ सेपरेशन Now we have this. And especially now they are happy that Krishna is going to Vrindavan with them in their mind chariot. And then it became midday. All were dancing and singing in front of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Jai Jagannath, जय सुभद्रा, जय बलदेव, ऑल वेलकम. सो नाउ ऑल वेर ऑलमोस्ट टायर्ड. चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑल्सो टायर्ड. ही वॉज डांसिंग एट ए टाइम इन सेवन पार्टीज एट ए टाइम विथ सेवन होम्स. ओनली सम पर्सन सॉ इट. प्रताप रुद्र महाराजा ही रियलाइज सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य एंड ही टोल्ड टू सार्वभौम हाउ वंडरफुल दैट इन वन बॉडी एंड ही डांसिंग इन सेवन एट ए टाइम हाउ इट. देन ही टोल्ड दैट यू आर वेरी लकी टू सी दिस एंड देन ऑल बिगन टू ऑफर नारिकेल यू नो कोकोनट and so many kinds of sweet from far away. And Jagannath was taking by what? Not by hand, only by eyes he was taking. Oh, about 20 lakhs of devotee. How much? How many millions? 2 million. Oh, persons. Oh, were offering. And after offering, they are taking prasad. Mahaprabhu was tired, so he came to Aitota nearby, where all kinds of flowers and fruits of the whole world can be found. And they are offered to Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was tired, and all were taking prasadam, Mahaprabhu went to a tree and on the root he was meditating. For he was not in sense in that mood that I am bringing Krishna from Dwarka, I am bringing him in this mood. And tears were coming, sometimes Sattvic Vikar. And then in mid-time, Sarvabhaum told to, now this is the time, in a very simple dress, in one dhoti, only one dhoti, half wearing and half like this. And go and sing in a very melodious pathetic melody. Gopi Geet here. And Mahaprabhu will embrace you. Be very careful. And then he went. And what became? একটা মেয়েকে বলছিল
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this Rath Yatra in the mood of Srimati Radharani. That actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Actually, he is Nanda Nandan Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Yashoda in Vrindavan, Vrajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. But now he has taken this golden complexion and the bhav, the transcendental loving moods of Srimati Radharani. And the whole deep secret of Radhyatra Leela being revealed to us by Srila Gurudev as he is repeating the words of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita to teach the deep meaning of Radhyatra. How this Radhyatra festival performed by Mahaprabhu is really the mood of the gopis meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra after a very, very long time. And how their hearts are breaking in separation mood. And how they are longing to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enacting this pastime of dancing in front of the Radhayatra cart of Lord Jagannath, he is completely in this exact mood of Srimati Radhika. His heart and his soul is the heart and soul of Srimati Radhika. So as we hear about his dancing in front of Lord Jagannath, his ecstatic manifestations, how he was jumping so high in the air and crashing to the ground, how his eyes were like syringes, squirting out oceans of tears, wetting everyone around him, and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so much enwrapped in Jagannath Day that even Jagannath became completely awestruck by his dancing. Because Jagannath is Krishna and Mahaprabhu is Sri Radha. And so Krishna is stunned. Sometimes his heart stops moving. And sometimes no one can pull this Jagannath cart. Only Mahaprabhu can pull it. No one else, even elephants. So sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes behind the cart of Jagannath when no one can push this huge cart, and he places his head against the cart. And then, just by pushing with his head, the entire cart starts moving. So many miraculous, astonishing, unbhuta, wonderful pastimes he exhibited. So after dancing and dancing, as Srila Gurudev described, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the midday section of the Radhayatra parade. And there was a garden nearby to there.
Also there are so many.
And there was a garden which Srila Gurudev described, that Lord Jagannath stopped at that place, and from all directions, thousands, hundreds of thousands, lakhs and lakhs of devotees brought so many offerings of bhog, so many fruits and flowers, so many cooked preparations. And they offered to Lord Jagannath from all directions, with no formalities. Simply they came and they offered to Jagannath. And Jagannath Dev accepted all of these offerings. And after this performance, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he felt very tired and he went into this garden. Very sweet atmosphere in this garden. Like Vrindavan atmosphere. And Mahaprabhu was completely absorbed in this mood. And when he came into the garden, he was feeling just as Srimati Radharani had felt when Krishna had left for Mathura and gone away from Vrindavan. And he was deeply absorbed in this heartbreaking moods of separation. So in this way he laid down on a very beautiful place underneath a tree in this garden. And along with him, so many of his associates surrounded in different directions, Advaita Charya and all these other Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas, they also lay down to rest here and there. And Gurudev is describing that at this opportune time, a very wonderful opportunity came to the king of Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Prataparudra. So Maharaj Prataparudra, he was a very, very great Vaishnava. And from the time that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Prataparudra became aware of his divine personality, and he had full faith in him that actually he is the Supreme Lord himself, Sri Krishna, who has descended into this world to distribute his causeless, unlimited mercy and save all the jiva souls. So as all the Vaishnavas came from far and wide to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also Maharaj Prataparuja, he desired to meet directly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he expressed this desire to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the associates of Mahaprabhu. But when they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they told him, oh, the king, he wants to meet with you, and he wants to fall at your lotus feet and receive your mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very stern, and he said, I refuse to meet with him. He is a king. What is a king? That means a person who is always associated with so much materialistic paraphernalia, so much money, so many women, and material enjoyments. So I will not meet such a materialistic person. And then they tried to describe to Mahaprabhu that, oh, but Maharaj Prataparuja, actually, he is a very great devotee and he has full faith in your lotus feet. And then Mahaprabhu said, doesn't matter. He is a king. And even this word king, it is like a snake. Even if you remove the fangs and the poison from a poisonous snake, oh, it was still so dangerous. So I will not meet with him. And no matter how hard they try to request Mahaprabhu, he still remained firm, and even he told, if you keep on asking me, then I will leave here, Jagannathpuri, and I will go to Alamnath. So then the devotees, they understood that Mahaprabhu was enacting this pastime to teach everyone that one should be very careful to associate with materialistic persons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood, because he is the Supreme Lord Krishna, and he understood that Maharaj Prataparuja was a great Vaishnava. But still, he wanted to show the example, never to associate with materialistic persons. And eventually, there was another arrangement made by the associates of Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu himself, he allowed that the son, the young son of Maharaj Prataparuja, could come, and he could meet with him. So one day that boy came dressed in a very beautiful garments, looking like a beautiful cowherd boy. And when he came to meet Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu actually became overwhelmed, and it stimulated his transcendental love for Krishna. Oh, and then he embraced this boy. And when the boy was embraced, he became overwhelmed with love for Krishna, and he began to chant, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So after this, he went back to his father. And when Maharaj Prataparuja embraced his son, he also felt this embrace of Mahaprabhu. So in a certain way, Mahaprabhu was showing Maharaj Prataparuja that he was giving his mercy, but only partially. So then, now the Rathyatra festival was taking place. And Maharaj Prataparuja, at the beginning of this Rathyatra festival, he showed, in the midst of these thousands and thousands of people, he showed to the whole world that I will be king. But who is really the king? Who is really the ruler? The ruler of all the whole universe, that is Jagannath Dev. And I am simply the menial servant of Jagannath. So, as tradition went, the king of Puri would come and sweep the ground with a broom with a golden handle. And he would sweep in front of Lord Jagannath as he was being taken from the temple and placed upon the Rathyatra carts. And in this way, when Mahaprabhu saw that Maharaj Prataparuja was sweeping in this way, then his heart also began to melt some more for Maharaj Prataparuja. And then as the kirtan began, and Mahaprabhu formed seven kirtan parties with great personalities singing and dancing within these parties, like Haridas Thakur, Advaita Charja, and Vasudev Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh. And in this way, these kirtan parties, four parties were in front of Lord Jagannath's cart, and one party on each side of his cart, and one party in the rear. And there were thousands and thousands of devotees who were responding to the singing and chanting in each party. And Mahaprabhu began to dance and sing in one party, But then, as Maharaj Prataparudra was watching this scene, he saw that Mahaprabhu was not only singing and dancing in one party, but actually simultaneously he was manifested in each one of the seven parties and he was singing. And Maharaj Prataparudra thought, what am I seeing here? Is this real or is this an illusion? But then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also confirmed to him, yes, you are seeing. Mahaprabhu is allowing you to see this transcendental manifestation of himself. Just as Sri Krishna had danced with the gopis in Rasleela, and he himself manifested thousands and millions of forms, and he was dancing one Krishna in between every two gopis. And in this way, millions of manifestations in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in Rath Yatra and simultaneously dancing in each party, moving very, very fast. Sometimes he would move so fast that it was like a firebrand. If you have a stick with fire at the end, and in the darkness you swing it around in a circle, then it looks like one circle from this. Mahaprabhu was moving so quickly like this. And Maharaj Prataparudra was able to see this. So now, when Mahaprabhu came to this garden of Aikota, this is the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, and he was lying underneath this tree. Now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya instructed him, now is your chance. Mahaprabhu's heart has actually melted for you. He very much wants to give you his mercy. So now you should go, and you should very stealthily, very quietly, you should approach him, and you should take off your royal dress and garments, and you should put on the simple, simple garments of a Vaishnava, dhoti kurta, like this. And you should very humbly go into the garden, and then it will be easy for you to approach Mahaprabhu, because now he is in the mood of separation from Krishna. And you should go there, and you should sing in a very beautiful and sweet voice the beautiful songs which were sung by the Braja Gopis when Krishna had disappeared from the Rasleela dance, and he had gone wandering here and there in the forest, and all the gopis were searching everywhere to try and find him. And after they could not find him, and after they met Srimati Radharani, well then they came to the bank of the Jamuna and they sang the gopi geet. So you should go there, because if you sing this, well then Mahaprabhu will be very, very pleased. So now Maharaj Prataparudra, he followed this instruction, and he took the dust of the lotus feet of Advaitacharya and all the other Vaishnavas. And now with their permission and their blessings, he very quietly came and approached Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was lying there, asleep, but not really asleep. He was in a trance. He was completely absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And when Maharaj Prataparudra came there, he came and sat at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now very gently, he began to stroke the feet of Mahaprabhu, and he began to sing in a very sweet voice, with total moods of emotion and bhava, the songs of the gopis. Jayati Devikam Janmana Braja Shrayata Indira Shashvada Prahi Dayata Drishyatam Dikshutavakas Tvai Dhritasavas Tvam Vichimvate. This is the introductory verse of the Gopi Geet. Here the Braja Gopis, they're glorifying Krishna. And they're saying to Krishna that it is because of your birth in this land of Braja that this land of Braja has become so glorious. Even the goddess of fortune herself, she is living here always in Braja, where all of her opulences are unlimitedly manifested here, and she wants to do seva to you by decorating your holy birthplace, your holy dham, for the pleasure of your lotus feet and all of your brijvasis. And we are searching everywhere, our dearly beloved, our Dayata. We have been searching everywhere throughout the forest, trying to find you. But alas, we have not been able to see you anywhere, no matter how hard we have tried. Please, please, give us your mercy, and please reveal yourself to us. So in this way, as he began to sing the Gopi Geet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening to these beautiful shlokas being sung by him, one after the other after the other. And Mahaprabhu became stimulated in ecstatic love of Krishna. And now he began to sit up, and he was wondering, who is this personality? He requested this king, "Oh, who are you that you have come and you have given me this wonderful nectar?" And the king said, "I am only the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. I am no one." And then Mahaprabhu kept listening. And then the king began to sing some more of the verses from Gopi Geet. Huh? And he sang the famous verse, Tavakatamritam Tatajivatam Kaviriritam Kalmashapaham Shravanamangalam Srimadakatam Uri Grinanti De Guri Rajana. Here the gopis are telling Krishna, Tavakatamritam Tattajivanam. For all those souls in this world who are burning and suffering from all the miseries in this world, the threefold miseries, and they are finding no relief. Oh, your katamritam, your wonderful transcendental nectar of your pastimes, by hearing them, their whole souls will be cooled and relieved from the burning fire of this material existence. The great sages and all the saintly persons, they have described your glories. Just by hearing all of your glories, all sinful reactions will immediately become mitigated from the heart. One will be purified because you have yourself told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimadam Sakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana. Anyone who hears your transcendental message, you yourself, in the form of Harikatha, will be cleansing their hearts. So, Shravana Mangalam, Srimad Atatam. Oh, there, all of these wonderful narrations are the top most auspicious possible narrations that anyone can hear with their ears. They are full of transcendental potency. And Buddhi Dajana, Buddhi Grinanti Jay Buddhi Dajana. Anyone who sings these wonderful topics, they are the greatest, most munificent welfare workers in the whole world, in the whole universe. So this way Mahaprabhu was hearing these beautiful shlokas by the gopis, and his bhavs were rising in his heart. And when he heard Maharaj Pashyamudra singing in this way, he began to cry out.
Some gopis also explained this shloka in another way.
Another meaning.
What meaning?
Yes. There actually, the Braja Gopis, there is a general meaning to the songs that they have sung. That general meaning is what I just explained, the direct meaning. But there is also another indirect meaning that they actually spoke when they spoke these verses. And our Vaishnavacharyas have shown us that the moods of the Gopis were revealed within these Sanskrit words. So, Tava Katamritam, Tapta Jivanam. Here it is saying, Tava Katamritam, that your katha is amrita. It is transcendental nectar.
No,
but I'm saying that's what the general meaning is.
So you have told. Yes. Now you should explain this.
Yes, but the Braja Gopis, when they say these same words, actually what they are telling is, Tavakata mritam. Mritam means death. Your topics, your subject matter, all of your transcendental pastimes, anyone who hears them, this will cause them to die. They will be killed by these pastimes. This is actually what they are telling. Because what happens, just like what happened to us, we heard your transcendental nectar of your pastimes, and then what happened? We became victims, just like a hunter who goes into the forest and with his weapons, he kills so many innocent animals and he ruins their lives. In the same way, through your katha, Your kata is mritam because it actually will make everyone attached to you so much so that they will leave everything, their happy life in their homes, their relationships with their mothers and fathers, their husbands and wives, with their children. They will forget about everything. They will leave everything behind and their whole lives will become ruined. They'll become like street beggars and their whole lives will be ruined. And then like us, even if they want to forget you, they will become so victimized by your sweet Harikatha that, oh, they will never be able to give you up and think about anything else. So we are directly warning that all the Kavis, they have spoken wrongly, they have lied. Actually, your Katha is mritam. It will not liberate us. It will make us more slaves of your Katha. And then we will never be able to get out of this situation ever. So, in this way, the Brahma Gopis, they have this intense mood. These are the highest moods of Mahabhava praying that they are expressing. Apparently contradictory moods. But within all these songs of the gopis, these hidden meanings are there. And so, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was hearing this nectar and his moods of Gopi Bhava and Radha Bhava were reaching very highest states. And when he felt these wonderful emotions, and he saw this person singing these songs, then he said to him, Burika, Burika, Burika. And he sat up and he embraced him. Burika means, oh, you are so magnanimous, you are so wonderful, you are so charitable. And then, at that time, he told him, I am just a sannyasi. I have nothing, no material possessions in this world. But I am so indebted to you. You have come and you have merited this sweet, sweet Harikatha. So now, what I must do is I must give you something. But all that I have is my own embrace. So I will embrace you. And now he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. And Maharaj Prataparudra's whole life and soul was completely satisfied finally after longing for years that Mahaprabhu would give him his mercy.
Thank you. Thank you. What is the meaning of Srimad Atatam? Any of you? Srimad Atatam? Srimad Atatam? Van Maharaj? Why not? Srimad Atatam. Oh, Shyamrani knows Srimad Atatam.
Yes, we are listening about Gopi Vidiswa. Tava kathamritam kapta jivanam kaviriritam kalma sapaham savana mangalam simadatatam bhujinantite bhujidajanaha. Actually, all these words have minimum two meanings. But Gurudev emphasizes this point, Srimad Atatam. If Gurudev allow me, then I can explain all the words.
No.
Two different meanings.
No. Only Srimad Atatam. Srimad Atatam Bhuvi Gadantite Bhuri Jata.
But only Gurudev emphasizes the Srimad Atatam.
And Bhuvi Gadantite Bhuri Jata.
So first meaning, Srimad Atatam. We will take shelter of Sri Krishna and glorify His Harikatha. Then what will be result? Srimad Atatam, His opulence, His beauty, everything will increase day by day. But gopis, especially the Sapaksha gopis, means Radhika's parties, gopis are telling Srimad Atatam. She means Saundarya means beauty, she means opulence. What will be? Atatam means to cut away. Who will take your shelter? Who will destroy your Harikatha? His sin will go away forever. Means his opulence and beauty will go away. We are the witness. We have taken up your shelter. Always shall glorify you. Always will live with you. What happened? Today, nothing with us. Even if some will come to us and beg something, we have not even any dry chickpeas to give them as a house.
So we have got witness. Who are take your shelter and seek about you. They are all opulence, all shall go away. Srimad Bhagavatam, because after the two meanings, one to increase, another to cut away. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhumi Grihanam Kije Guru Jajana. Who means in this world? Who are in this world? They say about you, and what? And they are the greatest donor. Buddha means greatest, Janam means persons. But Gopis are telling, Buddha Janaha. Whoever they say about you, they are not greatest donor. Who are they? Buddha. Buddha means greatest, Da means sadhana. Whoever they say about you, they are the greatest sadhana in this world. So don't listen to Krishna Katha. Will have to come to you and want to describe you, please come. We'll describe about Krishna. You have not to pay any fees. And even Mahaprasad is free of cost. I'm not free of at all. Our Goswami Balaji was saying, don't come. Why? If you come and stay in Mahaprabhu's trap, then you never pull it back anymore. So you have to be like street beggar, like gopis. So you have to be careful. Our Guru Vargas has told that if someone is coming, their dress is saffron cloth. They have T20, means three neck beads, fear on their forehead. They have sikha on the top of their head. Don't trust them. If you come in their trap, then your life will be ruined like gopis. That means, if you want to success in your life, and if you want to be happy forever, must have to surrender and the bona fide Gurudev and be a good guardian and good association, then your life will be successful. Then your Krishna bhajan will be complete, and then you can be one day under the guidance of gopis, and you can serve divine company like gopis. Hare Krishna.
বাধা কে জয় করে এরপরে বলবো আশ্রমের হোয়াট পি কেম আফটার দ্যাট ক্যান ইউ ইউ হোয়াট পি কেম আফটার দ্যাট Can you?
Om Ajnanam Sumarandasya Jnanam Vinsaraya Saksaram Vritam Yena Tasmai Sri Vrlina Children had asked me to express some other aspects of the Rathayatra festival.
No.
Just after that?
What became of Pratap Rudra and Mahaprabhu? Hearing this,
Mahaprabhu embraced him, and some of his bhavs came into the heart of King Pratiparudra, and they both embraced and they both fainted. And King Pratiparudra realized many of the loving moods of Srimati Radhika for Sri Krishna, moods of Srimati Radhika and the gopis for Krishna.
After that, no more.
Which next time?
Then Mahaprabhu was waiting with Radha mood, tears coming. He did not know that who is messaging him and who is doing that song, Kava Kathamritam. But anyhow, he was so pleased that he embraced him and told, who are you that you are giving nectar to drink me? And he became so happy, Mahaprabhu. And then, at once he showed him his asparja roop, like Sankh Chakra Gada Padma with Krishna, or it may be in Jagannath way he showed his. And then he knew that he is himself Krishna. And after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, don't tell anyone, keep in your heart. And then Raja heno gyan kabhu na koilo prakash antare sakale janin bahire ula. Mahaprabhu was, as he told, he knew that he is a great bhakta, but he was king. We should not meet with king sannyasis, but now we are going to meet them. They are not coming to us, but we go. Oh, this is not good for sannyasis. So Mahaprabhu, by this story, he teaching us and setting example that if you go to house or palace of a king, you will see his so many opulences. And then you will see his queens, and then you will be attached, and a mood will come that I should have all these things. So for sannyasi, brahmachari, they should not meet with a king. They should meet with only high class of Vaishnavas, only that. And then all took some prasadam, Mahaprabhu and his all followers and other general person, and now it became somewhat third prahar.
After noon.
Some coolness came. Then all began to pull the chariot. But not an inch it was going. And then 4, 5, 6 elephants were given there and they began to pull, but they also could not go. The failure. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told that, oh, take these elephants away. And then he, from behind, he took his head there and began to pull, and at once rath with a great noise, hood, it began to run away. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes going on front of rath and doing kirtan, but rath used to stop there. When Mahaprabhu was going, then rath was also going. Tabe rath chale dhire dhire, slowly going. But when Mahaprabhu used to become behind chariot, then rath was not proceeding forward. Why? Why? Jagannath was seeing that, oh, where is Radhika? She is not coming. So he stopped his rath. And anyone cannot pull even elephants and thousands and millions of persons. They cannot do. But again, when he used to come, and then rath used to go forward. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed so many opulences there. Then anyhow, in the evening, rath reached Sundarachal, that is Vrindavan. It was coming from Dwarka or Kurukshetra. So Jagannath Puri is Dwarka. Or you may tell in some sense Kurukshetra. But not Vrindavan. Never Vrindavan. Vrindavan is where? Navadvip. Navadvip is Vrindavan. Anywhere not written that Jagannath Puri is Vrindavan. Though Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Gambhira, he tested Radhayam Pranay Mahima. Everything. But why Navadvip is told? Vrindavan? Not this? Because there is so opulence. This pastime, Samalini can hear Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sikhi Maiti, or half Madhviri. So anyone cannot say. But in Navadvip Leela, but from Sachi Maiya, he is going to school. Jagannath sometimes become angry to beat him.
Jagannath Mishra.
Because so many ladies complaining, so many teachers and
Brahmins,
they were complaining against our little boy. Nimai.
Not in Nimai.
That when he is there, they are taking bath and meditating, and he takes water from mouth and fur on them. So many sweet pastimes. So there is no opulence like Krishna Leela in Braja. So this is more higher than Jagannath Puri. And also more than Godavari, where Rasaraj Mahabhav was seen. More higher than Jagannath Puri also. But this is not called Vrindavan. Now, cart reached to Sundarachal, that is Vrindavan. And now it is fifth day, Hera Panchami. Hera Panchami, Lakshmi, there is Bimla Devi.
Potential Jagannath Devi.
She became worried. Where has Jagannath has gone? He has not taken permission for me. And he has gone. And anyhow he knew that he has gone to Vrindavan. Why he hidden me? This fact. Oh. And then he took so many associates, Lakshmi. And with sticks and so many things. Oh, with a drum.
Full band.
And in the night.
Riding on a chariot.
Riding on a chariot she went. And what became? Who will tell?
Shaman.
Can you?
This festival comes 5 days after, as Shri Gurudev has explained, 5 days after Jagannath has left Jagannath Puri and gone to Sundarachal, Gundicharandir. Lakshmi becomes very angry. Why has Jagannath gone to Vrindavan? There's nothing in Vrindavan. Sticks, some stones, some flowers, nothing, no riches. So she goes, why he's left? We have so much opulence. So she makes a great display of opulence. And she brings all her attendants. And they come to, practically it's like attacking Jagannath. So this is a traditional festival. And Kashi Mishra instructed Pratap Rudra Maharaj, oh, Radharashtra festival was so opulent, but you should make Harapanchami festival more opulent so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very pleased. Prataparudra Maharaj, he emptied his treasury. And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of attendants to Lakshmi, beautifully dressed, so many chamaras, bands, very, very opulent display. And first of all, they came and they attacked the Rakha, beating it with sticks. Already there had been a special place to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. They were standing and they were watching the display. They were laughing so much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, I've never seen Maan like this before." In Vrindavan, there are different kinds of Maan. I've heard in Dwarka, Satyabhama sometimes, she takes off her ornaments, takes off her beautiful clothes, puts on rags, goes to her anger room, and scratches the floor and she becomes salty. But I've never seen anything like this before. He turns to Saradanda and he asks Saradanda to explain. Saradanda began explaining the moods of Braj and the different kinds of man in Braj. That, and Srila Gurudev has explained that man is very, very high mood. It comes after sneha, rag, of pranay. Pranay means that lover and beloved have become like one. They don't feel any difference. Like two lotuses on the same stem. So close. At that time then, as pranay develops, then it becomes man. So it's a very intimate mood, not like anger in the material world, where two people become angry and they separate. They never speak to each other again. But in Braj, man means that the heroine knows that the hero is so attached, more attached, like two people. He must come. So man is very important because it increases Krishna's eagerness to meet with the gopis. Saradanda began to explain this. At the same time, Shiva Thakur, he was seeing a big procession. Shiva Thakur, he worships Lakshmi Narayan. So Lakshmi is his worshipable deity. He began cheering, "Oh, look at this good display, very nice. See Lakshmi, see the opulence." And then he began criticizing Braj. "Now what is there in Braj? Only some sticks, some stones, they don't have proper jewels. So people just have flowers. They don't have nice decorations. Just some minerals can go down. Ah, nothing compared to Lakshmi. See my Lakshmi." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening, he was smiling. Then he turned to Saradanda. Saradanda and Braj is Lalita Sakhi. Pure Braj mood. So Lalita Saradanda turned to Shiva Thakur. He said, "Oh, you don't know my Vrindavan. Don't you know? Chintamani Chintamani Prakara Santasu Kalpa Riksha Lakshavitation. In Vrindavan, the whole earth is made of wish-fulfilling gems. Then what is left to desire?" But the gopis have no desires. They take these wonderful wish-fulfilling gems and they make anklets out of them, bracelets for their ankle bells, because they make very sweet sounds when they're dancing. It attracts Krishna's mind. Kalpa Vriksha, on this land of wish-fulfilling gems, this forest and forest and forest, Kalpa Vriksha. These trees fulfill all desires. But the gopis don't care for the Kalpa Vriksha tree. They just take the flowers and they decorate themselves. They're not interested in fulfilling so many desires. And then, Surabhira Vipalayanta. The cows also, they're not ordinary cows. But they're also giving milk and wish fulfilling. They're fulfilling all the desires of the devotees. So, Saradanda said that you don't know the opulence of my Vrindavan. Actually, Vrindavan is full of opulence, but it's always covered with sweetness. Srila Gurudev has explained, as Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has explained, that when, if you have a big pot of milk, boiling, and there's a piece of grass, right, straw in the milk, so sometimes coming to the surface and then again going down. Sometimes coming to the surface and again going down. So in the sweetness of Braj, the opulence is like it's always covered by sweetness. But actually, the opulence in Dwarka is more than the opulence in Dwarka. We're relating to the example when Krishna was a tiny baby, Putana came. Putana was not ordinary wit, like fairy story wit. Kamsa, he had the strength of 10,000 elephants. Very, very powerful. And before Krishna was born, Kamsa was fighting with Putana. And Putana was so powerful, Kamsa had to give in. He said, stop, stop, stop. We'll be like brother and sister. I'll protect you, you will protect me. And therefore, Kamsa sent Putana to Vrindavan to kill Krishna, baby Krishna. When Krishna sucked Putana's breath, she was pulling. Oh, get off, get off, get off. Pulling and pulling. But even she was so strong, she couldn't pull off Krishna. Just tiny baby. But when Mother Yashoda is looking after the milk, Krishna's sucking Mother Yashoda's breast, and the milk begins to boil over on the stove. Oh, I have to save the milk. Gurudev says, Krishna's hanging on like a monkey. With his arms, he's got his arms around Mother Yashoda. With his legs also. And his mouth. Like this, holding on. And Mother Yashoda picks up with one kid up. Like this. So there's so much opulence. Krishna's so powerful. And Mother Yashoda is so powerful.
It's covered by sweetness.
It looks like ordinary pasta. The whirlwind demon came up in the air. Krishna called onto his neck. I'm just holding on to me. Don't understand. So like this, then Shiva's Thakur began to change his mood, and he came because actually Shiva's Thakur was like Narad Muni, but there are different manifestations of Narad Muni. There's Narad Muni also in Vaikuntha, Narad Muni also in Braj, see, pastimes there, and Madhu Mangala is also Narad Muni. So then Shiva's Thakur, he came in the mood of Madhu Mangala. He began, I can't do it. He began making a funny sound. He was laughing. Oh, very good, very good. So like this, Saradamana Goswami, he began to explain the different kinds of heroin, different kinds of man in Braj. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was hearing Saradamana's very, very sweet guitar, he was entering into all these moods and relishing all the moods, bright moods, coming from Srila Saradamana Goswami. So this way they were relishing and enjoying their Panchami festival. Much help.
Very much. This boy, Ratni, you should sing a song. And where are the two?
Brinda.
Also, two twins are there. Arsushakis.
They will sing?
I asked them yesterday to sit in the front.
Where they are? Where
they are? There they are. Huh? You see? Behind Buddha Prabhu's wife, the two twins. Sudevi.
Two brothers. They can come. Oh, quickly.
Haridas, quick, don't take quick.
Oh, I You're so stand up. Stand up, you. Stand up. All should see that this boy was singing. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. From beginning of his birth, dancing. His devotee.
Like, when he was small, he was dancing.
Oh yes, mridanga.
He has a younger brother, Nityananda, also coming like
father that. Not so strong, but he is strong. Now you two, sister comes.
Gurudev, he has younger brother, Nityananda, also coming like that.
Oh, like him? Very good. Quickly.
Thank you.
Anything? Can you speak? After that, Yahira Panchami.
हरे कृष्ण अवज्ञान से निरंधर्ष ज्ञान सदाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे
श्रीगुरुदेव है समस्त कृति टेकन ऑल ऑफ अस अनक्वालिफाइड इन जगन्नाथपुरी एंड वी आर ट्रैवलिंग इन जगन्नाथपुरी विद श्रीगुरुदेव वेयर वी आर सीइंग दिस पास्ट ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम एंड हु ब्रॉट दिस पास्ट टाइम हियर Gurudev has told previously that it is Narad Muni who has brought this pastime, beautiful pastime of Lord Jagannath in this material world. Narad is very kautuki, he is very tricky, mischievous, playful. Once he went to Dwarka and there was already a festival going on in Dwarka and he reached Dwarka, he descended into Dwarka and he told all the 60,108 queens of Krishna that, oh, you are so fortunate that you are Krishna's wives, queens, you are beloved of Krishna, you control Krishna. And if you say something which is not true, you immediately try to refute it. So the queen said, oh, Narad, whatever you are saying is right, but it is partially right. Because even though Krishna is our husband, but when he sleeps at night, sometimes he cries, like weeping in his dreaming, but actually tears are coming. And then Rukmini is telling that sometimes he catches my sari and tells, oh Radhe, don't leave me, don't leave me. So Narada, actually we are not the fortunate ones. Brajavasis are more fortunate. And among them, the gopis are the most fortunate. Sometimes Krishna does call, O Yashoda, O Mother Yashoda, where is my Makhan? Where is my father, Nanda Baba? I want to go for cow herding. But sometimes he is crying, calling for the gopis. So, kings are telling this to Narad, and Narad is relishing his pastimes. And immediately at that time, Rohini arrives in the scene. Rohini has lived in Braj with Mother Yashoda for 11 years and the queens are asking Rohini now, Mother Rohini, you tell us, what's there in the Braj so special when Krishna is always remembering Braj? Even though he is Vidyas in Dwarka, he is a king here, but what's there in the Braj? Only cows, even we don't wear the shoes there also when we go for cow herding. What is so special about the Braj? So Rohini is telling all the queens that in Braj actually Krishna is fully manifest. How the gopis have samartha before him. Samartha is
capable
rati. They control Krishna. They sometimes chastise Krishna in Braj. And Krishna loves that more than what queens would love him for. So Rohini is telling the queens that and Narada is hearing all these beautiful pastimes, that how Krishna is so happy in Braj because there he is object of their love. And here, whereas in Dwarka, Krishna is of course the husband of 50,100 queens, 108 queens, but his love is divided among 12 parts. Krishna is Rasa Swarup. He is actually the taste. And at the same time, he is Rasa Swarup. He is the taster of all the rasas. When Krishna enters into the arena of Kamsa, he is being enjoyed by his devotees into 12 different moods. The wrestlers, Musti and Charnu, as soon as they see Krishna, you know, Krishna has, before entering into arena, he has just killed elephant by breaking its own tusk. So the blood is there, sprayed on Krishna's body all over, and
as soon as the wrestlers see him, they feel disgusted. Oh, we have to fight with Krishna. But he is so small, you just throw him into arena, and he has killed Putana and other demons also. So we will challenge him. Krishna is telling him, I am so small, why you want to fight with me? They said, oh, we have killed so many demons, you will fight with us. And then they are tasting meat rasa fighting with Krishna. But here Krishna is more stronger than the wrestlers. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mallanam Ashir Nanam, that Krishna is like thunderbolt. He is so harsh that the wrestlers find it unable that they would, you know, defeat Krishna in wrestling. And then his, those who are present in the stadium, in the all the spectators, among them are the damsels of Mathura, the young women of Mathura. They are seeing Krishna as their beloved. And among them is the elderly dogs of Braj, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Nanda Baba and others. They think, oh, this is quite unfair. Such a small Krishna is fighting with these cruel wrestlers. So they are feeling Vatsalya Rasa. Similarly, the Gopas who are present in the stadium where Kamsa's arena has been prepared, they are tasting the taste of Sakya Rasa, friendship, and also Hasya Rasa, because finally now they are clapping also. Krishna is exhibiting the wrestlers and he is making them, you know, pain. The pain is arising in their bodies. So Krishna is the taster of pure rasas. And his love is divided among all types of devotees. If anybody of us calls Krishna, Krishna has to come. So, with queens, this love Krishna not fully share, because with gopis he has no condition. And gopis, their love is capable to control Krishna. So Rani is trying these pastimes to clear how the gopis love is greater than the queens of Dwarka. At the same time, telling this pastimes of Braja, Rohini is so emotional that she falls unconscious. And while she was telling these pastimes, Krishna was there in his Sudharma assembly. And wherever Krishna's pastimes are there, if we are glorifying Krishna, Krishna must come there. So Krishna could not control himself and he ran towards the place where Rohini was telling all these pastimes of Braja to the gopis, and Narada was also present. So Krishna came running there, and behind Krishna was Baladev also, who was also present to Sudharma Sabha. He also came running there, and while telling these pastimes, Rohini had appointed Subhadra that you must watch the door, because if Krishna hears these pastimes, then he will not be able to control himself. He loves the Brajavasi so much. So both of them, Krishna and Balaram, they came running at the door where these pastimes being told inside. They wanted to enter the place where Rohini is telling all these pastimes about Braj. But the Subhadra stopped them. No, you cannot go inside because I have been appointed to guard the door here. So they requested Subhadra that let us stay here. The Subhadra is their sister. Sisters are very compassionate to their brothers. They have so much love. They said, okay, you stay here, but don't go inside. You can see whatever is going in there, but don't make any sound. So both the brothers and Subhadra, they are listening all the pastimes about the Brajavasis. And meanwhile, Rohini falls unconscious, and here, outside this house, this Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, they start melting about hearing the beautiful pastime of Braj. And the form becomes so beautiful, as now it is Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev. So here, when Rohini falls unconscious, so Narada thinks, oh, I have landed myself in trouble, what will happen now? And then Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, they also enter inside. And Narada tells Krishna, oh Krishna, please forgive me. I am the real culprit. I asked this question to queens that you are the most beloved of Krishna. And all these things, you know, preceded. So you please forgive me. Krishna said, no, Narada, you have reminded me of Braj.
So I'm very thankful to you. You must ask me boons. You must ask me some vardhan, benedictions. So Narada said, "Oh Prabhu, if you want to give me benediction, then you give me this benediction that in Kali Yuga you will appear in these forms as you were. You meditate, hearing about the glories of Brajavasi." So Krishna accepted this benediction and he appeared in Kali Yuga as Jagannath. And Baladev, he also appeared in Subhadra, which is Bhakti. Krishna is Vishayagraha, Balaram is Ashrayagraha. Krishna is object of our love and we can reciprocate with Krishna mainly in five rasas, but there are also seven secondary rasas, just like chivalry, comedy, and wonder, bhayanak is horrifying. So Krishna appeared in Kali Yuga as Jagannath, and in Kali Yuga Krishna is known as Darshan Brahma. In Puri, if the devotees are keep coming into temple for whole night, the pujaris will not close the darshan. The Jagannath is available whole day, whole night. For few moments they will close the darshan and again they will open the darshan if the devotees keep coming. Just like in other parts of India, Udupi, Krishna is underground. Many devotees can come, they can take prasad there without paying anything. In Puri, Krishna is so merciful as Jagannath that by seeing Jagannath, and if someone takes darshan of Jagannath in Puri, then he will surely get liberation. This was the second benediction Narada asked for. That anybody in Kali Yuga who see your form as Jagannath, he must be liberated. So Krishna accepted this boon of Narada. And then during Hira Panchami, Lakshmi comes out of Jagannath. She is representing the queens of Dwarka. Queens of Dwarka are being represented by Lakshmi here, who now go to look for Krishna, who never told where he was going. So she is taking sticks with him and drums, so that she will beat and announce, "Where is my husband gone?" And then somehow or other she finds Jagannath in Gurukula temple, which is Vrindavan, Sundarachal. So there she beats the chariot of Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev, and also arrests all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are actually gopis, and puts their ears and gives them punishment. So they say, "Lakshmi, we promise you only tomorrow we will send Jagannath back to you." So after having this promise from the gopis who are now associates of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, she goes back and waits for Jagannath there.
Hare Thank you. After chariot festival was finished, a group of Kulin Gram, they used to sing so much and they are very attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after finishing chariot festival, one asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Now we are returning to home, so what are our duties? Please explain. What should we do?" Who will tell? You? Why not? You? Oh, bolo sa kuch, bol, kuch bol. Vaishnav ke? Or try to be prepared all these things. Why not you prepare? You must be.
Think about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. After Ratha Yatra festival, then all the devotees, they wanted to go back to Bengal and other places. And that time they also met the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt so much separation from his devotee. And that time especially the devotees of Kulin Grambasi, the leader of Kulin Grambasi, Sakarat Khan, they met the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time Kulin Grambasi, Sakarat Khan, he also prayed to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu, please give some instructions to us. What is our duty? And how we achieve our perfection goal? At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Vaishnava Sevam Nam Sankirtan Dui Kara Sitra Pave Sri Krishna Charan. You chant lotus feet of Vaishnava and chant holiness, Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These are the two processes. If you follow them, very easily you attain of your perfection. And that time, Satrasa, he also prayed to Lord Sriya Vaishnava. Ke Vaishnava, Sinu, Ke Mani. Who is Vaishnava? How will I recognize? Is he Vaishnava or not? And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely explained, Jaha Mukhe Suni Ek Krishna Naam Taha Ke Jani Tumi
Vaishnava Pradhan.
Once who utters the one Krishna Naam, so you say he is Vaishnava. Here our Gurudev very nicely he gives explanation. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has explained in Upadesamrita what is the duty and responsibility of the Vaishnava and how we give respect the Vaishnava. If you do not get proper way to respect the Vaishnava, you will never achieve our ultimate goal. Vaishnava Seva first. Why can a Vaishnava Das, Maneri Abhilas, why can a Vaishnava Das, Maneri Abhilas, why can a Guru Das? First, I try to become servant of Vaishnava. Then, by the pious mercy of Vaishnava, then I will become the servant of Guru. So, who is Vaishnava? Shastra also gives many definitions about Vaishnava, who is called Vaishnava.
Krishna iti jasya
dharini dikkhati chetramati
pranati
anandamangan illadu sundam hiryam isita sangalabdha. So Lord Rupa Goswami Pad has described in this bhag Krishna iti jasya dharini tamu manasadre, once who chants the holy name,
even one Krishna Nam comes from his mouth, or his Vaishnava.
He is Vaishnava. But here, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely explain in this verse. He should be that Vaishnava, he should be free from three types of faults, aparate, three types of faults, those. Trisanga, Trisanga, Sanga, or Mayava Dosunna. He should be free from the associate of the illegally associate from the lady, and his mind should not contaminate with the impartial knowledge, that is called a bit of bar. And he should not associate those who are illegally associated with the ladies. So if he not takes shelter any Vaishnava, a Vaishnava guru, but if he chants the holy name, he should give respect, pranam in your mind. Maso say here, manasa driyat. In your mind, he gives respect. Tamu manasa, diksha sinche. One who takes diksha mantra from pranapai guru. and that time you also give respect. How will you give respect? If you have not summoned the gyan, knowledge of the relationship, summoned the gyan, he should give also respect to him in your mind. But when he realizes the summoned the gyan, knowledge of relationship, that time will, because it's a prompting issue, you also direct it, your dharma pranam, and his lotus feet. Because it's prompting issue, susurupa bhajana vikram anandamanda nindali sunnam, and you also serve the Vishnu, who is completely free from all types of offenses, aparad, nama aparad, dhamma aparad, seva aparad, and Vishnu aparad, and he does not criticize any Vishnu, and you always absorb the Ashtakali Lila and you start with lotus feet and try to realize his internal heart. So this is the process how to give respect to Vaishnava. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Jaharu Keshuni Ek Krishna. Here Krishnadas Ek Krishna. Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur Amrit Prabha Bhakta. In this commentary, he also explained in this way. Here is not this category of Vaishnava. He is not Kanishna Adhikari, not Madhyama Adhikari. He is Uttam Bhagavat. That Vaishnava, there are three types of Vaishnava. Kanishna, Madhyama, Uttam. Again, all types of Vaishnava. They also Kanishna, 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 Madhyama, Kanishna, Uttam. In this way, Madhyama, Uttam Bhagavat. Also three types of Uttam Bhagavat. That's called Uttam Kanishna, Uttam Madhyama, and Uttam Uttam. Yeah, Dharma Keshuni, a Krishna Naam, one to utter Sutta Krishna Naam. His actual case is Utta Kanishna. And he also thought to him, there to realize his self. Then next year, then same Sakaratha, he also prayed to Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How will he recognize his Vaishnava? Then next year, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes,
Nirantar Krishna Naam Jahar Bhajane.
Jahar? Nirantar Krishna Naam Jahar Bhajane. Say
Vaishnava Shrestha.
Once who utters Krishna Naam always continues incessantly, always he chants the holy name, and you think he is Vaishnava. Then you have to, in this part, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explain he is Uttam Madhyam Kati. Uttam, Uttam, Mahabhagavat. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also instructed all his followers to devotees. In this way, you serve Vaishnava, Vaishnava Seva Nam Sankirtam. This is very important in our spiritual life. Banchar, Vipara, thank you.
First year, Sattaraj asked, who is Sattaraj? Vaishnava. His father has written a book, and in book that he has written, Krishna tumar hou jadi bole ek bar, Krishna tare maya band hoite par. Nanda Nandan Krishna Mor Prananat, Ei Bakya Bikainu Tar. Mahaprabhu is telling that he has told Nanda Nandan Mor Prananat. Krishna is my most beloved. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that I have been sold to his whole dynasty. And that Sattaraj was ordered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, bring each year Pattadori for Jagannath pulling Raskar. And he used to bring, oh, how heavy it will be. You can imagine.
So long.
So long and so heavy bowl. And he used to bring. Because once king of Prataparudra made, but it was broken. So new Pattadori should come. So he used to bring. And now he asked, first year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Vaishnava? We will go return back to home and we will worship Krishna. This is all right. No home. We know who is Krishna. But who is Vaishnava? Then 3 years, same question. And he answered three ways. Oh, asadalakshanihin je vyakti. Oh, Harinam tells even one time, Harinam, Krishna. Asadalakshan, he told, Mayavadi or Istri Sangi. If they are not this, and chanting one Krishna name, whether he is initiated or not, nothing. Only if he is dead. And second year part, he told again, then he told, Nirantar Krishna Nam Dharvadane. Asad Lakhan Heen. And with Diksha, Sambandha Gyan. And if he is chanting name Nirantar always, then he is Vaishnava. You should serve. And third year, also high class. Jahan ke dekhle, I say Krishna Naam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan. Even elephants, deer, and general person, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they took the darshan of Mahaprabhu. And what doing? Krishna, 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 like. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna. Also, if Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami will go, all will do like Krishna, automatically it will come. So these are the symptoms. First try to be, ek bar Krishna Naam. But that should be asat lakhan hi, no worldly desire at all. And then try to have diksha from Guru. And always, nirantar, day and night. If you are sleeping, and when you will awake, you will say, oh, your mukh is chanting Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going to pass away anything. Stool. And he took his stand very tightly.
Holding
his hands. Holding in his hand. And then Gopal, a very small boy, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what are you doing? Oh, this is very bad. Because I am going to pass
impure place.
I am impure. And it is chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. So I stopped by his. Then he told that if anyone is going to die, what he should do?
Passing
stooling on the bed, what he should do?
He will chant or not?
He will chant or not. Oh, you are good.
Gopal Guru,
certainly he should chant. And then Mahaprabhu left his tent and he began to chant. So these are the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he just Gaur Premanand. So try to be gradually first class, then second class, then third class. I have come to remind you all these things. You should try to help.
There is quite a few announcements. Please listen carefully. So today Buddha has given initiation about 50 devotees.